Hello in the room. Hello everybody in the room. Hello Leslie in the room. We're trying to call the room to order.
Hi
John. We're trying to call the room to order so that our secretary can call the roll to see where we stand. John?
Chuck Anderson.
Presenting.
Ankeny Antrim requested an excused absence. Rodrigo Argueta. Douglas Barnett.
Here.
Fred Blair. Lydia Brisson.
Here.
Steve Brooks requested an excused absence. Chris Condon. John Crumshaw. Luis Garcia E. Ivins. Ariana Gladney. Tej Graywall requested an excused absence. Kim Kaufman. Fred Klunder requested an excused absence. Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Chapasha Luchembe. Brenda Medina.
She's here.
Somebody get her. Dutch Merrick. Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
Here.
Steve Pride. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Here.
Lamont Yakey. Are there any members present I neglected to call? Leslie Radford, KPFK General Manager.
John.
Yes, ma'am.
And Brenda Medina is present.
Brenda's here. She's right in the door.
She's right there in the doorway.
She's waving at you.
Did somebody just walk in?
Yeah, Brenda Medina is waving.
I see her.
There.
Yeah. No, I included her. Okay.
Included her. Yes. Lydia.
Yes, I want the minutes to reflect. I know that they...
Nine present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
I would like the minutes to reflect that that Doug Barnett was present as a new member... delegate and LSB member. One of the issues that has come up repeatedly during this the elections is that it's very difficult to determine when the alternates are seated, and that's when their terms begin and end based on that seating. And so unless you have really copious minutes that reflect that, if you don't have good minutes, it doesn't do that. The best we've been able to do is see when somebody actually appears in the attendance roll. But formally seated today, even though it's an informed meeting, I guess you have to have a second seating next time, too.
But welcome anyway, Doug.
Yes, welcome. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
The other thing it has to say is who it replaces and what is his term.
As I understand it, Dr. Wenger. I understand Dr. Wenger's term had expired.
Right, that's correct. And
in full 6 years.
At full 6 years, and that Doug was the alternate.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Now, we don't have a quorum. Does any member of the board have a suggestion as to how we should proceed, if at all? Yes, Lydia?
So, the only thing that Robert's Rules allows us to do is to set the next meeting. And we can have informal discussions, but we can't take a vote on anything. So we can have reports, which I thought we were going to have a written report from the election supervisor.
There is a brief report here I can read.
And Michael can read that, and I can tell you what we received as candidates from the national election supervisor as well.
Mr. Secretary, the comments that board members will now make...
I'm sorry. I see an excuse absence request in my Yahoo mail from in conference.
When was that received?
Let me see. Hang on a second. I'll go back to that.
Can you speak louder?
I'm not talking to you. Hang on a second.
We're just getting some information for you.
12:44 p.m. I have a request for excused absence for today's meeting from Kim Kaufman to the LSB. I assume it came to the whole LSB. Just a minute.
Oh, well, good. Well, hi, John. Hi, Steve. Fred.
Do we have quorum?
I think we're one short. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Leslie doesn't have a question.
6, 7, 9, 10. Dark said he was going to be late, but he would be here.
I think we only have 11. We have 12 at this point. 3 just walked in.
I count 12.
Please. I count 12.
We need one more.
Just for the public that's here and for the board members, as a reminder, we need 13 people for a quorum. It's 1:26. We have 12 at this point, but don't despair. We've had a call from one or two people, I guess, indicating, and I think he's on the phone right now, indicating that he will be here shortly.
Rodrigo's on his way.
Is on his way, so that will give us a quorum, and there may be others who come as well. Perhaps others found the traffic as bad as I did today. But in the interim, Lydia, would you prefer to wait a few minutes and see if we make quorum?
We could maybe do announcements.
Why don't we do that?
Hold on. Kim Kaufman also forwarded a message from Chipata Luchembe
requesting,
saying he's still unwell and unable to attend the station board tomorrow. Yesterday.
All right. Yes, I think board member Lydia Brazone makes a good suggestion. Since we anticipate momentarily, however one defines momentarily in the case of this board, a full quorum being present, that we use the time to make announcements, which always comes up on the agenda. If there's no objection to, in a sense, taking that agenda item before we even have an agenda, that would seem to make sense to me. There may be announcements to be made. We can go right around the table, starting with John Parker, perhaps. If there's anything you'd care to announce at this point, Brother Parker, please do so.
And use the mic, please.
Okay. Let me turn your mic up. Hang on a second.
I just wanted to announce that in October 16th and 17th, there's going to be a lot of great activity going on. As you know, the police brutality situation, the police murder situation around the nation is still increasing. In fact, they had some statistics about that the police shootings have been going down while the shootings of everyone else, especially black and brown, has been going up. So there's going to be a tribunal basically indicting the state and the police on October 16th and 17th at Los Angeles Trade Tech College. And some of the participants are going to be judges. One of them you probably know, Lynn Stewart.
Yay.
And another one, Nelson Antonio Dennis, author of War Against All Puerto Ricans, who's going to be here. Thanks to our KPFK Outreach Committee, Puerto Rican Alliance, Union of Progressive Iranians, and some other folks that who brought out, and Anti-Racist Action brought out Lynn Stewart and Nelson Antonio Dennis. And as well, from Oakland, Uncle Bobby, the uncle of Oscar Grant's uncle, will also be a judge. And we're also advocating the participation of the clubs from LA Trade Tech, the Black and Brown Students for Social Justice, Immigration Club, Rise Club, the LGBTS Club there. So they're also going to be judges of things. So it's going to be a dynamic, interesting forum that one of the main purposes is to try to bring the coalitions and organizations and progressives and activists who have been fighting around police brutality, bring together in one room and let's see if we can get a structure together where we can do some actions that can really shut something down, because they're not going to listen to anything else. So your participation would be really, really appreciated. Then I'm going to pass out some flyers.
And I know the National Lawyers Guild will be sending out widely to its list, and I urge others to do the same. Yes, Lawrence.
Thank you. And along that vein, the outreach committee is going to be doing a fundraiser for KPFK with Lynn Stewart, Nelson Antonio Dennis, Site to be determined. It'll probably be at SEIU Local 721. I'll find that out tomorrow, but this is going to be a fundraiser for our beloved station, KKFK.
That's why.
The efforts to support the efforts that are being made there to overcome the struggle that we're currently in.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a tentative date at all, or no?
Oh, it's this October 17th.
Saturday night.
It's just the location.
Do you have hours?
7
p.m.
7 to 10?
Yeah.
And,
all right, going around the table, what's the announcements? Brenda, Lydia, any announcements? Michael?
Yeah. October 18th, which is Ciclavia, it's the they close the streets for bike rides. White People for Racial Justice will be doing a participation in the Ciclavia to draw attention to the killings that police have taken against particularly unhoused people in downtown Los Angeles. The Ciclavia is going to go from MacArthur Park into downtown and from Hollenbeck into downtown and up Spring Street and as far into Chinatown. All there have been police killings in all of those areas, and so there'll be both a contingent in the in the cycling with people wearing placards or something indicating their opposition to police killings, and there will be some kind of street theater also. And if you're interested, please talk to me at the end and I can get you more involved.
Thank you, Michael. Fred, announcement?
Correspondent.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I'm sorry. You said...
He said down.
No, you said... I thought you said something else.
That's just you.
Yes, John.
I just want to call attention to people.
What's the color of your mic?
Yellow.
Yellow.
There we go.
Thank you. Just wanted people to be alerted to the fact that Eli Vogt has declared war on LA City Schools. He wants to take half of the schools over as charters.
Right.
And I think that after giving $200 million to this museum downtown, spending $140 million, he may be looking for new profit centers. Because these are not, if you listen to a politics or pedagogy, I always talk about them as charters. I don't dignify them with the name of schools, because I think schools, public schools, are entirely different. And charters are just profit centers designed to extract money and not provide services for students, language learners, Spanish speaking population, African American populations. Special needs students are all abandoned by this model, and they're in a very closed system in which nothing is open to the public. People don't know what's going on. You can't even get information. I did some work a few years ago in one of the lawyer's offices trying to find out about charters, what their current budget was. The district only had a proposal from 5 years before, and if you wanted any information, you had to go to the charter organization itself to get the information about their current budget, which, of course, was close to it.
John, thank you for that, but is there anything, is there anybody other than you doing some work on this that you could announce to us that we could be part of?
Well, I would say you could send to me any information you might have for our... teach a legal writing class at People's College of Law, and I'm going to try to involve my students in looking for constitutional issues that would help us, like Washington State, where they declared that charters were unconstitutional. Supreme Court said they were unconstitutional because they they didn't meet the qualifications of having an elected board, and they didn't satisfy the requirements of the state constitution. So we'd have to dig into our own state constitution, see whether the provisions that allow charters to exist are actually valid. And big money involved. So Jim, it's a very, very much of an uphill battle. And a week ago, the LA Times editorial board approved his motion. So
Just to be clear, you're saying your reading of the state constitution, and perhaps others, is that these charter schools do not meet the test of being able to be a school.
We have to look at that because the Washington State situation is different.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court accepted, I think, a 100-year-old ruling about what a public school was.
I see. All right. Okay. Michael, you wanted to comment on that?
There was a demonstration this morning at the opening of the Broad Museum by UTLA and other groups. I was down there this morning. People were circulating a petition for a state ballot measure to revoke. It's not a constitutional amendment, but there is a state law that was passed to allow charter schools. This would be a ballot initiative to revoke that law.
Great.
So I'm sure that people will be circulating that. The Washington State situation, they ruled that if you don't have democratic governance of the schools, then it's not a public school.
That would make sense. Doug, do you have an announcement you'd care to make?
Mara and I were supposed to be in Chicago tonight, tomorrow, the next day, for a yearly conference on ammonia as a liquid fuel generated by solar and wind in the Midwest. It's very straightforward technology. It's the fifth largest liquid on the planet, and it's a commodity we sold $5 or $6 billion of a billion gallons of each other of ammonia to each other last year. So as a liquid fuel, it beats hydrogen by a mile and has no carbon involvement. We didn't make that conference because, well, it's expensive, and here we are.
Thank you. Could someone, I noticed that Brother Pride just walked perhaps in the other room to get a drink or something. Could somebody see if he'd care to join us to make an announcement?
Jim, I just want to add to the announcement on public school.
Yes.
And the attack on public education. There's also attack on public service workers as well. As you know, there's a decision looming from the Supreme Court that might outlaw collective bargaining altogether. So.
Wow. Ain't we got fun? All right. Well, wait for a moment and see if Steve Pride is. I think he's still here.
Yes, I think he's in the restroom.
Oh, he went to the restroom.
And
Brother
Hugo said he's almost here.
He's almost here. So we're perhaps anybody from the general public who would care to make some announcement. You'll have other opportunities to address the board on matters under the agenda and other things on your mind. But in the spirit of what you've just been hearing some of us doing, is there anybody there who would care to make an announcement about something that's going on?
There's a public mic there.
And there's a public mic, yeah, that with the green on it. If you care to do that. Again, something that...
This Tuesday and next Tuesday, the Stop Police Violence Coalition will meet at 8 a.m. at the L.A. Police Headquarters downtown to push back on a motion being attempted to be pushed through the police commission to silence comment, to give the commission the chance to excuse people. It's been sort of a joke. If you haven't been following, you can see the videos online.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an attempt to shut down and violate the Brown Act and shut down people's right to access their public officials.
I'm interrupting only because when Hamid Khan, the head of the Stop LAPD Spying Coalition, was on our radio show, the Lawyersville Show, on Thursday at 3. He said that was going to take place on the 29th.
The major event is going to be the 29th, but we are still going to the police commission Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
Good.
Sure that they do not push that motion before the 29th.
Understood. Thank you for that.
Do you want to give your name for the stream, for the recording?
Yes.
You'd like to give your name for the recording?
I'm sorry. I'm Adam Rice, Los Angeles Community Action Network and KPFK.
That's right.
Nancy Lawrence, County Chair of the Peace and Freedom Party, and also active with Fight for the Soul of the Cities, the Labor Community Strategy Center. Next weekend, we're having, instead of having our Saturday meeting for the Bus Riders Union and Fight for the Soul of the Cities, we're having it next week. We still don't have a venue yet because the church is, there's another meeting going on there.
What's the title of the meeting? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's part of Fight for the Soul of the City.
All right, thank you.
And it's the Labor Community Strategy Center and Bus Riders Union that's putting it on.
All right.
And we don't have a venue yet, but it's going to be next Saturday starting at 9:30.
All right.
And we're organizing out in the streets. We'll be organizing on King and Crenshaw the week after, because we're with the No Cars in LA plan that we have, no cars and no tanks, but particularly no cars right now, because we're preparing to send people to Paris for the big conference. The conference of the parties was put on by the UN. And some people want to make it another Seattle. So anyhow, it's about global warming and climate chaos and capitalism. So.
Thank you, Nancy. Steve Price, while you were out of the room, it was your turn if you had anything you care to announce. Okay. All right, Rodrigo. I think we have a quorum. You go ahead, please, and then we'll take another roll call. I'm sorry, Steve does have a thought. Yes. Give Steve a mic.
Here you go, Steve. Just a reminder that the KKK will be represented by IMRU Radio at the San Gabriel Valley Pride in Pasadena Memorial Park on the 17th of October.
You will be representing?
We'll be there all day, yeah. So, going down.
And that's when again?
Hello. October 17th from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Okay.
Memorial Park in Pasadena.
Thank you for calling. All right, yes, sir.
Yeah, name
your
is
name?
Tom Newman is the name. And I attended the Labor Day Parade down in Wilmington. KPFK had a booth, and it was wonderful, but it was horrendous to see that one of the people who frequents this room was standing there with a sign saying something to the effect that KPFK is a union buster. I was horrified by that.
Well, okay. So we should just pick up where we're going to continue the roll call.
Do we need to do it again?
Yes.
I'd like to do it again just to make sure we're correct.
Yes, also because we have to formally see Doug in the forum meeting.
If I may have everyone's attention now, please. We're trying to formally start the meeting.
I think Fred went to the restroom.
I think we can take judicial notice of the chair will take chair judicial notice of the fact.
I recorded Fred when he arrived. Chuck Anderson.
Presente.
Anthony Antrim requested an excused absence. Rodrigo Argueta.
Presente.
Douglas Barnett.
Here.
Fred Blair. Blair was recorded as present at 1:24 p.m. Lydia Brisson.
Here.
Steve Brooks requested an excused absence. Chris Condon. John Crumshaw.
Present.
Luis Garcia E. Ivins. Ariana Gladney. Tej Graywall, Kim Kaufman, and Fred Klunder each requested excused absences. Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Chipasha Luchembe.
Request an excused absence.
Okay. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merrick. Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
Present.
Steve Pride.
On me.
Lawrence Reyes.
Oh.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Here.
Lamont Yakey.
The chair counts 13. What does the clerk count or the secretary count?
Can I have a quick comment?
Yeah.
As of this meeting, member Lamont Yakey has two consecutive unexcused absences. And if you have three consecutive unexcused absences, you are automatically removed from the LSB. So I'm announcing now that Mr. Yakey needs to either attend the meeting or to submit an excused absence request. But according to the bylaws, three consecutive unexcused absences results in automatic removal.
Thank you. So you think this is the third?
If he's absent, this would be the third consecutive unexcused absence. And I sent him an email apprising him of this. The meeting's not over, so he's not.
Okay.
You can show up to any time of a meeting and be present,
yes.
as far as the rules go. Just
yes.
Just so people don't think that somebody was removed from the board without notice or without people knowing. So that's the status for Mr. Yakey at this time.
Mr. Secretary, is there anyone else in that similar situation or same?
There were two. The other person who was in that situation forwarded an excused absence request, so his membership is
it's proper at this point. Well, so we have met quorum. I thank you for that announcement. Item B under one, call to order, ground rules for communication. I won't make a long usual speech about how we should all remember that when we differ, we do not differ because we do not love the station, but simply because we have a different point of view about how to advance the interest of our beloved station, and therefore we should treat ourselves with great respect and in a comradely way. Please keep to the time limits. I wonder, Brenda, are you willing to be the timekeeper for this meeting? I asked Brenda in part because she's very good at it and has a good loud voice. Please honor Brenda when she tells you your time is up, complete your sentence, and be still.
I have a question.
Yes, Brenda.
How many seconds?
As people know, I was away for the summer, but I believe it was 90 seconds is what we generally allotted to persons who wanted to speak.
That's the past practice.
And that is, I'm informed that is indeed the past practice. So unless there is objection, it's my ruling or announcement that indeed 90 seconds per speaker. When we get to public comment, we'll explain how that works. So, with that in mind,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Hi. Don't we need to take a vote on the excuse?
That's next item.
I have a question.
All right.
Excuse
me, if I may, just Lydia. How about if we do it this way through the rest of the meeting, only because it'll make things easier? I'll announce what the next agenda item is, and then, for example, I will say excuse absence request, and then you will make your point.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So,
use the mic. I
believe that after a series of unformed meetings, that there was, and I'm not sure John Gary can speak to it, but I thought that Judge had made a motion that excused absences needed to be prior to, excused absences requests needed to be submitted prior to the beginning of the meeting. Was that an actual motion?
I'll have to look it up and see if that was.
And that's when he started saying we need to record the time of the excused absence if it's a request, if it's on that same day.
The chair can only say I remember that, but whether or not we voted on it or not, I do not remember. But you may well be right.
Right, and I was asking John Gary.
Yes, exactly. Anyone else? So, we have before us, John, could you read who has requested an excused absence thus far?
Ankeny Antrim, Steve Brooks, Tej Graywall, Kim Kaufman, Fred Klunder, Chapasha Luchembe.
Is there a motion with respect to anyone or a group motion? Yes, Lydia?
No, I move to accept all of them.
All of them. Okay. Second. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor of accepting the request that were announced for excused absences announced by our secretary, please signify by raising your hands. Any opposition? Any abstentions? One abstention. We have a timekeeper already. It's now time to approve the agenda. That's the item before us now. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Michael Novick moves to approve the agenda. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Rodrigo and Chuck. Second and third. Brenda, did you wish to be heard before that goes forward?
I had a question in regards to when we brought this meeting to order and if we're going to continue with the same time.
That's a fair question.
Schedule for the open session.
We brought this meeting to order approximately 43 minutes late. And so the question is, do we keep to the same time schedule, which instead of getting us out of here, I don't know, 4 o'clock, would get us here according to 5. Rodrigo, did you wish to speak to that?
Let's
try to keep on track because with Brenda's point. So Brenda, as opposed to asking a question, would you care to make a motion in that regard? In other words, yes, we approve the agenda.
Yeah, then I move to adhere to the open session and closed session time schedule so that there's a time certain that one will get out.
All right. So that's an amendment to your motion. Michael, do you accept that as a friendly amendment to your motion?
Okay.
Okay. So there's a motion before us to adopt the agenda as before you with the same time frame abiding, even though we started late. All in favor, please raise your hands.
No, but it's to have the time certain for
the first answer. Yes, including the time certain. Yes. Yeah.
Are we approving the whole agenda without amendments?
Well, it's about somebody without. There's been one. Let me explain. Hold on. Maybe everybody isn't. Here's where we're at. A motion was made to adopt the agenda. Brenda made what we are taking to be a friendly amendment that we adopt that agenda with the time certain still
so
being the same. That's the amendment.
We're just voting on the time certain. Yes.
Okay. No.
No.
No. If you have another amendment.
No. Okay. You have another amendment.
Yeah, because we have to cut out the 43 minutes. So, I'm recommending that given that the LES is not here, that Michael read what she sent him, which is less than 10 minutes. And I recommend that we cut out the parliamentarian search item. And I recommend that if everyone has in their hand are the meetings of all the committees, that we can cut that section out. We have some priority issues here that since we have a quorum, we should vote on. And I recommend that, TM Search Committee return, that's obsolete.
Well, there's zero time on it, too.
Oh, those are all zero.
So it didn't help, but you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so those are my recommendations.
What does that add up to, if anybody...
Could you repeat those? I didn't catch those. Could you give...
And could somebody...
Parliamentary search is just part of implementation. We can just not...
Skipping Roman Rule 2.
Entirely?
Entirely.
That's okay. Fine. It's okay. Keep going. What's the next one, Lydia?
And then the next one is 3A.
Parliamentary search.
Uh-huh.
Well, we don't know how
three,
much...
Three A and B. It's just about minutes.
Well, okay.
Roman numeral 5.
Okay, Roman numeral... Well, now, are you going to read it?
It takes 2 seconds.
So okay. Roughly...
Roman numeral 5...
Make that 30 seconds instead of 10 minutes.
30 seconds. PMB reports cut it to 15.
Okay, so now we're at about a half an hour, we've saved.
Okay. And then we have four of the committees. I would strike the PMB committee. Is that for PMB? Yeah, PMB committee reports, we strike that. Well, anyway, the whole thing will be struck now. And then we need that. We need the treasurer's report, 1 minute.
Are you striking all item 7? That the PMB report?
No, she's trying to shorten it.
Shorten it by 15 minutes.
And I think we could just strike to keep it.
I think we're at about 45 minutes under that proposal.
Okay.
Whether everybody has followed it or not is another matter.
Yeah. Friendly amendment.
Friendly amendment?
That's
a friendly amendment. So now we have those two friendly amendments in front of us. Anybody else wish to add to this motion in any way, shape, or form? Could we vote on it? Somebody like to call the question?
You just ask it.
I'll call the question. Without any objection to the motion with the amendments? Yes, what is your objection?
It looks like we've eliminated public comment for the...
No. Let me be clear. And you're right to be confused, but no, we never... No, we.
Okay.
The answer to that is no. Steve?
It was mine.
Okay. So, with that clarification, anybody who objects? Nobody objects? Good. We have an agenda. Wonderful. We then go to item 3, Roman numeral 3, I believe. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, minutes approval. Excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. Minutes approval from the August 19th, 2015 meeting. Is there a motion? Yes.
I move to approve.
Lydia moves to approve. Warrants the second, the minutes of August 19th, 2015. Anybody wish to be heard on this? Anybody in opposition to approving these minutes or has any amendment to them to make? Here, Rodrigo?
Actually, I wanted to I don't know if it belongs to the previous, because I raised my hand, you know, and I want to talk about...
I'm sorry, I didn't see you. I'm sorry.
Right. And you told me to wait because I think Brenda was finishing or something.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shh. Yeah, use the mic.
I have the microphone. No, this is what I don't know how the body sends this, you know, the situation is that... I've been noticing that some members of the local station board are missing pretty much every meeting, right? Some of them are just 2 meetings, you know, in the whole year. And this board needs to take action in terms of that. And it's not, I'm not doing a motion, but I don't think it belongs to governance, or we can kind of craft, you know, a motion where I mean no more than 6 absences, either excused or unexcused, you know, because it's impossible to continue this way. Sometimes you have like some members that are missing, three members that are missing six, I mean, because they're excused. How are we going to function in that sense?
I frankly agree with you 100%. And so may I suggest that as soon as we finish, as soon as we say yes, we have our agenda, no. I mean, the minutes approved, as soon as we approve the minutes, make a motion to that effect to refer to governance. No. Right now, we're getting the minutes approved. Anybody object to approving the minutes of the 8-19 meeting? Seeing no objection, I assume the minutes are approved. We've already had announcements. So perhaps, Rodrigo, at this point, nobody would raise a fit if you made your motion with respect to forwarding to governance the question of revisiting how we decide when people have missed too many meetings, whether they be excused or otherwise.
Yeah, I wanted to move that governance committee be in charge of drafting a proper motion to deal with the repeated absences of the members of the local station board, and to provide the continuity of this board functioning.
Excellent. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Doug seconds that motion. Anybody wish to be heard on the motion? Fred.
It's kind of immaterial about at this point. In 3 months, there's going to be a new board. And we've never made a stringent requirement on meeting attendance. And now to implement it seems a little bit vengeful, if I can say the least.
Would you feel better, if I may, would you feel better about it if the understanding, if there was a friendly amendment that these rules, if they are adopted, would apply to the next board and not to this?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
It seems to me this is a partisan motion.
I see, okay.
Chair, the time has expired.
Time has expired for this item. Is there anybody else who wishes to be heard for 5 seconds? Yes.
Yes, just to say that because it's not allowed for in the bylaws, it would require a bylaws amendment, which I do believe the governance committee can certainly craft one. Mm-hmm. It's a concern at on either side of the aisle. Every single LSB in the network is complaining about the same thing. So it's not a partisan issue. There is a need for a policy, and I'm on the governance committee, so we will deal with it as an
all right. All in favor then of Rodrigo's motion, please raise your hand.
We'll ask for the
issue.
We asked for objection. There was
just referral to governance.
Referral to governance. We understand that. Objections? Your vote? No votes? Abstentions? Two abstentions. All right. Now we move on to item 3. Am I correct? Roman numeral 3? Where, if I understood the motion we adopted before, we're only going to take up item, which is it?
Lydia? C.
All right. Who wishes to speak to this item C? Lawrence?
Well, I'm going to defer to Michael because, you know, we had a call, a fundraising committee call,
yeah.
And John Crunchell briefly was able to attend, and Akinair was able to attend, and we talked about the event that we're planning for the 17th, but it might be one of them.
Yeah, at the last meeting, the local station board adopted my motion to create a fundraising committee of the board, and the committee did meet, as Lauren said, telephonically. At the end of this meeting, I think we're going to try to set a face-to-face meeting. If anybody is interested from the public in joining, membership is open to non-LSP members. We set a general idea that we wanted. We had three proposals from John Crumshaw that we seek loans or donations in the immediate period of this month, trying to get through the end of the fiscal year. Longer term, we want to try to have a proposal that all board members would seek sustainable memberships. Let's say 30 memberships of people who would sustain KPFK with monthly donations at a premium. And then the third one was escapes me at the moment, but the committee will meet again. And
dying leaving this
morning? No.
The fundraising committee.
Oh, John has
the event for the 17th.
Yes. John Crumshaw.
And I met
the previous meeting was the week with Rosie, mm-hmm. and we were the only two on the phone because we thought that the meeting was then. And we came up with some ideas about what we needed to do, but...
Can you make his mic a little louder?
The general agreement...
Well, he has just, to speak at the same level.
So the general agreement that Rosie and I had, she's a member of the committee, was that what we would do is really, as a board, show our interest in trying to raise the profile of fundraising, but at the same time, we have to recognize that the big dollars come from elsewhere. And that would be the on-the-air pitches and maybe the foundation requests or requests for major funds.
Lawrence, did you... Hold on, Lawrence.
Yeah, and I just wanted to remind the board members that there was a board member that stepped up and on challenge of the $5,000. So, and I just want to mention that Ronald Spruce has spot that's done that. So it's a matching thing for $5,000. Right, let's see.
Time is up on this item.
The third item was that all the board members would participate at least once in every fund drive, taking calls in the pledge room. And so that will be submitted as motions later on.
Great. All right. Time is up on this. There's no motion before us. So if I have followed our amended agenda proposal correctly, move to item 6 in the general manager's report. Am I right?
Yeah.
Leslie?
Okay, I believe everybody in the room should have a copy of my detailed report in front of them. So let me summarize the immediate crisis. At this point, we have in the bank, last time I checked, $28,000 that included $12,000 in loans from listeners. We anticipate $45,000 coming in from the Sustainers Program tomorrow. That leaves us with $73,000. In front of us before the end of the month, we have $45,000 in payroll, $18,000 in healthcare expenses, and at least $20,000 in bills, including $10,000 to keep the electricity turned on to Mount Wilson. That's where we're at. So we're looking essentially at a total of $81,000 in bills before the end of the month. And we currently can count on about $63,000. That leaves us close to a $20,000 deficit. The station will be holding what we're calling a flash drive on Thursday and Friday. It's a no premiums, pitch 4 times an hour. The goal is $30,000. We would anticipate seeing about $20,000 of that actually coming through in cash, and that will make up the difference if we can do that. You understand, of course, the people who pledge don't always follow through on their pledges, right? Our fulfillment rate is at about, if we're good, we get 80%. This is counting on 66%. It's a little bit low, but I really want to be safe here. But even at that, if we make the 20,000, if we make the 20,000 in 2 days, or the $30,000 is a goal, either way you look at it, we are right on the edge of not making it this month. Now, there was some discussion of going into fund drive again on October 22nd, full fund drive mode. There were a number of objections to this from staff, and I think they're valid. One is that we are only 4 weeks out from our last fund drive, that we are just not going to raise money that way, that's not possible. That with the staff on halftime, they can't pull together a fund drive in the time it would have taken to get it rolling by October 22nd. September 22nd. And finally, the concern was that any fund drive that crosses fiscal years entails all kinds of bookkeeping nightmares, because we accrue our expenses, and that means every premium that's ordered in September has to be credited to September as a bill, and everyone that comes through from October 1 on has to be billed to October 1. Frankly, with our subscriptions department on halftime at this point, that's an extra workload that nobody can handle. So essentially what I've done here is split the fund drive. Okay, we're going to do this 2-day fund drive to get us through, and we'll be starting the regular fund drive on October 6th. This is 6 weeks out.
And moving on to that, you can see in the handout I gave you the key points of this fund drive. We're trying a couple of new things here in response to what listeners have had to say. And it is incredibly important that we make our $750,000 goal this time. And it's going to depend on all of you who said that you want the regular programming in place for fund drive, because we're going to do that for 2 weeks and see if we can make $1,500 an hour, which is what it takes, 24/7, okay, to make $750,000 in 4 weeks' time. That's huge. It's been done, but not recently. I've met with the staff, paid and unpaid, 3 times, pulling this together. 2 times with the unpaid staff in evening meetings. They're absolutely enthusiastic about it. Excuse me. Am I finished?
No.
Just
somebody joining us.
Okay. They're absolutely enthusiastic about doing this. We've offered them all sorts of help with production. We've offered them help with pitching. We're going to be going to senior living centers looking for phone room volunteers during the day. But we will need all the phone room volunteers we can get. We can't afford to miss a call this time. This is it, folks. I don't know how to explain to you. If we keep the schedule intact, and that's what everyone tells me they want the current schedule, you have got to step up and support this one. You've got to tell the station that that's how you want fund drives to go. And I don't mean just you. I mean call all your friends. I mean tell everybody that I am looking at how this goes as to whether we can do fund drives and maintain the schedule.
Leslie, your 5 minutes are up. Would you like to request any more time at this point, or do you feel you'll be able to comment during the question?
I believe everything else is in the report.
All right.
Thank you,
Leslie. At this point, then, the board, we have 15 minutes. I wonder if we could just start and go around the room this way and see, give everybody a chance that way. Or let's start over here. Steve, how about you? Do you have a question or a comment? You may later, but you're not giving it up if you don't do it now.
No,
I just want.
No.
Okay.
I was at the meeting.
Doug. Mm-hmm. Doug,
sounds,
please.
Sounds like we're 4 or 5 months behind what Southern California has.
Well, we're going to try to take notes so that we can go around and then you can answer questions in groups. Or maybe we'll stop after 3 or 4 questions and give you a chance to answer. But let's get a few of them on the table first. Doug, your question is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. John Crenshaw, question or comment? Not right now. Fred Blair, question or comment?
At this moment.
Mike. We're going right around the table.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, I actually sent the LSB a motion by email, and I'd like to make it now, which is that if it's determined that the station requires bridge loans to get through the end of the fiscal year to meet payroll and other necessary financial obligations, that the LSB authorize the general manager or board members to make such loans and waive any conflict of interest provisions based on the fact that it would be a short-term loan, interest-free.
Thank you, Michael. Lydia?
Question.
Well, okay, I'd rather not. We'll hold on.
Yes.
You have to stop and take the motion?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, Robert's rules again. There's his ugly head. All right, there's a motion before us. Does anybody not, first of all, understand the motion and need any clarification? Is there a second?
Clarification. What do you use for collateral?
Do you want to speak to that, Lydia?
The fund drive.
These are personal loans. These are not bank loans.
Yeah, the idea is that the general manager is willing to essentially take out a loan with her own collateral for that loan to make the money available to the station, and the same might be true with some board members. They would provide collateral for a loan they're taking out. The station would just get an interest-free loan.
Is there a second, first of all, to... John, you've seconded the motion. All right. And there's been some questions asked about it. Are there other questions about Michael's motion? Doug, are you having a question? Is that?
Yeah. Actually, there's an excellent guy to work on our telco problem.
And I offered to buy him a brand new pickup truck and make the payments if he'd come down and fix the station. So I really liked Michael's idea.
Okay, good. All right, then, is there any objection to the motion? Any objection? Yes, Fred.
It wasn't clear to me if that's in, when you say a bridge loan, if that's internal loan with it from ourselves.
It would be a personal loan from a board member or an employee to the foundation to cover the expenses of November, with the understanding that it would be repaid once the fund drive starts. So that's why I say bridge loan. It would get us through the end of the fiscal year and allow us to meet payroll in the drive, okay. The flash drive that
you're not being specific in public.
What? I'm sorry.
Who we're talking about?
Well, the general manager or any board member.
Is there something more specific you'd like to hear?
Not in public.
Oh, okay, I'm lost. It's not. You're not criticizing us for not. In fact, you're saying we shouldn't talk about.
You're not being very specific, but.
And you approve or disapprove?
It's a legal requirement.
I'm lost. Okay. Yes, Lydia.
Because these would be, we would only accept zero interest loans, and in the short term, there would be no benefit to any individual. And so for that reason, there is no conflict of interest. And I just want to make that clear. But the bylaws, wisely, have a very large section about conflict of interest, how the individuals are defined and what constitutes conflict of interest in what this board is approving. If we approve this motion, there are no elements that create conflict of interest because there is no interest being paid, for example. And so there, it is of absolutely no personal benefit to anyone making it. It's quite the contrary. If you are taking it out of your pension fund, you're going to be losing interest on whatever that pension is invested in. If you are taking it out of your bank, you will also be losing interest from whatever measly percentage you might be getting at the bank, etc. So we are not approving anything that accrues any benefit to anyone, that facilitates us, enables us to keep the lights on at KPFA.
Exactly. Lawrence, did you wish to speak to this point?
Yes. This remedy would not have been necessary if this board, regardless of what the bylaws say, engaged in fundraising or engaged in any positive action towards the station, other than just criticizing and being ad nauseum with their criticisms and not suggesting any kind of other remedies. So I support this motion completely.
All in
one point.
Excuse me. No. We don't have comment from the public just yet.
No, one additional
but
point.
We will before we vote. But we're not to that point yet. Yes.
And that is, my understanding is that since the LSB is a subcommittee of the Board of Directors, only the Board of Directors or the executive management can make financial decisions, not the LSB.
That's true.
Yeah.
And once this motion is passed, it would go to the PMB under.
Just for those who didn't hear it, Fred's quite right. And if it passes, it will have to go before those national directors for their approval as well. You're quite right. Now,
approval doesn't carry, it only carries moral weight. It carries no legal weight.
Let's not get into that. Your point's
kind of
he's made us, no, not really. We really don't. Hold on. The others haven't spoken. Brenda?
So I want to get some clarification for this motion, because it would clarify what I'm voting on. So one is that there was an action item for the LSB to fundraise $5,000, so this would be outside of that.
Yes.
All right?
Good point. That is a good point of information. Yes. Now, before we vote on it, any other comments?
I need some clarity.
Okay, we'll get John, please.
Clarify that. I am not sure of the accuracy of what Fred said, because I haven't seen the particular section, but let's say that that is accurate. Then Lydia is saying that if it is approved here, it would go to the PMB, so that we would be in compliance with the bylaws before the 30th. Is that what I understand correctly?
Exactly. Yes. Michael?
I'll consider that a friendly amendment that we say the LSB recommend to the Pacific National Board.
That's right.
All right. So the language is better. Now, is there anybody else who needs to be heard before we're ready to vote, and then we'll hear from the public? Good. Could we get a mic ready for the public?
Hi.
And we have, at this point, 7.5 minutes. So we generally, what's our general policy?
We haven't voted on it.
No, but no, we don't vote until we hear from the public.
Yeah.
And we generally have, what is it, 90 seconds?
Yeah.
90 seconds. Each person who wishes to speak from the public has 90 seconds. A total number of people constituting 7.5 minutes.
That's how we can get into line now.
So if you think you'd like to be heard on this point, I suggest you get into line now so that it saves time and what have you. Brenda, you can start the clock. Please identify yourself and make your...
You don't have to identify.
Hi, I'm Bernie. I'm not going to take 90 seconds. I just have two very quick points. Number one, this only applies to the LSB members, is that correct? And that the public is free to give loans to the station also? Outside of this motion, I mean.
Yes. This motion doesn't in any way affect... we're always happy we can take loans, if we wish, from the general public.
My second point is, I would like to have something added into the recommendation, which is no longer a motion, but a recommendation, about the repayment of the loans and whether... is it first in, first out? You know, that kind of thing. You know, how are they going to be repaid? In what order? Thank you.
Anyone else from the public wish to be heard on this? Yes, Raisa? Again, I encourage people to get in line so we don't even waste time doing this.
On this point only.
On this point only at the moment. Well, this is the motion that's before you. We want your comments before we vote on it. So you're always free to talk about anything you want, but we would prefer that you stick to this point.
Yes, when we heard the financial situation of KPFK, we went to different, you know, area. One of the outreach members came out, volunteered to pay $500 and $5,000 in loan. So we could do it. And I'm working in different area, recruiting people to come up, you know, with maybe $5,000, $10,000. There are a lot of people anxious to help the station. We could do it, and we need help from all the people from here. Thank you.
Thank you, Reza. Anyone else from public comment? Yes.
I just wanted to say thank you for such a creative and heartfelt solution. This is amazing.
Anyone else from public comment at this point? Anyone else? We'll reserve some time if yes, yeah. Lydia. You start.
Okay, so I would encourage us to try to get donations. Okay, we don't want to have like 1,000 loans out there. And for each one of those loans, it will have to be a contract. I mean, it's a contract, so that will entail a lot more. That's why the motion at the time was limited to the members who form a conflict of interest, because they are board members. And that's why the process has to go in there. But even if you're a listener member, it has to be vetted and so forth, so that it's very clear that there is no self-interest involved at all. But I recommend first everybody just ask people, even if it's a smaller amount than they can give as a loan, to give as a donation. And I think we have the loans covered based on our members. Yeah.
Thank you, Lydia. Before we vote, is there any other member of the general public? And we will reserve the time that wasn't used from this public comment for public comment periods later. But just to be clear, if there's anybody here who would like to speak before we vote on this motion, say so now or forever hold your peace. All right.
Can I read the motion?
Please read the motion.